Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, thank you for this day.
父神为着今天感谢你。
Lord, again, help us and strengthen us.
主再次帮助我们，加我们力量。
That we might understand your word and be transformed by it.
好叫我们明白你的话语，更被你的话语所更新。
And not only this, Lord, but that we might be able to share these truths with others.
不仅如此，更叫我们能够与别人分享这真理。
For the advancement of your kingdom.
为了你国度的扩展。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, we're going to now study the ascension of Christ.
好，我们现在要查考基督的升天。
And we are going to emphasize Christ as our mediator.
我们要强调的是，基督是我们的中保。
And we'll begin by looking in Job chapter 9.
我们开始看约伯记第九章。
Throughout history,
有史以来
the greatest problem of fallen man has been one thing.
堕落人类最大的问题就这么一件事儿
Sin.
罪
And the greatest need of man.
人类最大的需要
is a mediator.
是一位中保
Someone between God and man.
就是在神与人中间的一位调和者
Who can speak to us on behalf of God.
他能够代表神向人说话
And to speak to God on our behalf.
也代表神向代表人向神说话
We can see this problem laid out for us perfectly in the book of Job.
在约伯记我们看到这个问题
Chapter 9 verse 28
第九章二十八节讲得清清楚楚的
Job says, I am afraid of all my pains. I know that you will not acquit me.
约伯说我因愁苦而惧怕知道你必不以我为无辜
I am accounted wicked. Why then should I toil in vain?
我必你定必被你定为有罪我为何突然劳苦呢
Do you notice the hopelessness in Job's voice?
你听到约伯的这个无助的绝望的声音吗
There's nothing he can do.
他不能做什么。
He says, if I should wash myself with snow and cleanse my hands with lye.
我若用血水洗身用碱洁净我的手。
Yet you would plunge me into the pit and my own clothes would abhor me.
你还要扔我在坑里我的衣服都憎恶我。
Snow water is considered to be the purest water.
血水啊是被认为是最干净的水。
And lye is the strongest soap.
碱呢、啊、是最强烈的肥皂、啊、
He says nothing will work.
他说什么都不能把我洁净。
He also says this, you would plunge me in the pit.
他还说你把我扔在坑里头。
But he's not saying that God is unjust for doing this.
他不是说神这样做不公平哈、啊。
Because he recognizes that his own clothes hate him.
因为他知道连他自己的衣服都要恨恶他。
How much more a holy God?
何况这位圣洁的神更是要恨恶他。
And then he says,
他说,
in verse
32, 32节他继续,
For he is not a man that I, as I am, that I may answer him, that we may go to court together.
他本不像我是人,使我可以回答他,又使我们可以同听审判。
God, Job says, how am I to argue with him?
约伯说,我怎么跟神辩论呢?
And what can I say?
我能说什么呢?
I can't even go into his presence.
我甚至不能进到他的面前。
Then he says, there is no umpire between us who may lay his hand upon us both.
他说，我们中间没有听讼的人可以向我们两造按手。
Look at it this way.
我们这么看啊。
If God stretches forth his hand and touches man,
如果神伸出手触摸人，
man will die.
人就死定。
If man stretches forth his hand and touches God,
如果人伸出他的手触摸神的话
he will die.
人会死掉。
Is there someone?
有没有一个中间人
who can stretch forth his hand and touch God without dying?
能够伸出手触摸神而不死的。
And can stretch forth his hand and touch us?
能够另外一只手伸出来触摸人
without killing us.
却没有把我们杀掉的。
Only one can do this.
只有一位能做到。
The God-man.
就是那位神人。
34, let him remove his rod from me, and let not the dread of him terrify me.
愿他把杖离开我，不要使惊惶威吓我。
Then I would speak and not fear, but I am not like that in myself.
那我就说话也不惧怕他，现在我却不是这样那样。
Job finds no salvation.
约伯觉得自己无助。
In himself.
他自己不能救自己。
He knows that God cannot change.
他知道神是不改变的。
He knows that he can't change himself.
他也知道他不能改变自己。
There is no hope.
所以他就绝望。
He cries out for a mediator or an umpire.
他求一位中保或者一个中间人。
Now, to qualify as a mediator between God and man,
在神与人中间要做一个够资格的中间人啊。
It was necessary that both natures, divine and human, being separately joined together in one person.
这个中保必须在他同一位身上既有神性又有人性。
Divine,
神性
human,
人性
both natures,
两个本性
in one person,
在同一位的身上
but without conversion,
但是不能把神性转变为人性，不能转变人性为神性，不能转变
without confusion,
也没有混淆
we need a mediator,
我们需要一位中保
who possesses both natures,
既有人性又有神性
but the one nature doesn't confuse or lessen the other.
但是其中一个本性不能贬低另一个本性
someone who isGod in every sense of the term.
要一位有完全神性的一位。
Someone who is man in every sense of the term.
另一位又有完全人的本性的那一位。
We do not need someone who is between God and man.
我们不要一位半神半人的这一位。
Like a confusion of the two natures.
像这两个本性把它混淆在一块一样。
But someone who is exactly God,
乃是一位完全的神
and exactly man,
也是完全的人
a person who possesses the fullness of deity,
一位有完全神性的人神
this type of person is the only person who could deal with God.
这样一位有神性和人性的才能够与神相交。
Yet we need a true man.
但我们也需要一位真正的人。
Who has been tempted in all things like us, yet without sin.
他凡事受试探，跟我们一样，却没有犯罪的。
Only this kind of man
can
sympathize with us.
能够同情体恤人的软弱。
He could understand our weaknesses.
他可以明白人的软弱。
And intercede on our behalf.
为人代祷代求。
This is what we require in a mediator.
这就是一位中保所需要的资格。
And this is what we find in the person of Jesus.
这就是我们在基督里所找到的那
一位。He is God.
他是神。
And he can deal with God.
他可以跟神交涉，父神交涉。
On equal terms.
是同在同一个等同的基础上。
He is man.
他也是人。
He understands us.
他明白人类的。
He sympathizes with us.
他也能够同情人。
And he has robed himself in flesh.
他穿上人的肉身。
That he can deal with us.
好叫他能够与人交涉。
Jesus Christ is God in the fullest sense of the term.
耶稣基督是神，是百分之百的神。
And he is completely man in the fullest sense of the term.
他也是完全的人，是百分之百的人。
He was made like his brothers in everything.
他穿上人的肉身，像他的弟兄一样穿上血肉之体。
Except without sin.
除了他罪之外，他没有。
And now he sits at the right hand of God.
如今他坐在父神的右边。
And he is there for us.
他在那儿为我们代求，成为我们的中保。
You know, the patriarch Job was crying out for a mediator.
你知道先祖约伯在呼求，他说：“给我一位中保吧。”
The mediator which Job desired is now seated at the right hand of God.
约伯当年所寻找的这位中保，如今坐在父神的右边了。
He has put away sin once and for all with the sacrifice of himself.
他借着把自己一次献上， 把罪除掉除干净了。
And he has entered into heaven to appear in the presence of God for us.
他进到天上，来到父神面前，为我们代求代祷。
Now, I want us to look at some things.
好，我们要看一件事啊。
As I have said many times,
我讲了很多次了。
The atonement was accomplished on Calvary.
哦，救赎在十字架上，在各个他成了。
There Jesus said, "It is finished."
在那儿，耶稣说成了，大功告成了。
Every requirement for our justification was met at Calvary.
我们所需要成圣、需要称义的一切的要求都满足了。
Yet the Bible also teaches that Christ continues to intercede for us.
但圣经教导我们，基督不断的、继续的为我们代求祷告。
Now this is one of the most beautiful doctrines in the Bible.
这整本圣经啊，其中一个最美妙的教义。
But oftentimes it is very misunderstood.
但是往往被人误解。
I want here to quote two very important theologians.
现在我要引用两位很重要的神学家的话。
Charles Hodge.
一个是 Charles Hodge.
And F.F. Bruce.
另外一个是 Bruce 两个。
Now listen to what they say.
好，听他们这两个神学家的话。
Charles Hodge.
Hodge 说。
As to the nature of Christ's intercession,
好，基督的代祷的本质
，there is little that can be said.
很少我们能够提到。
There is error in pressing the representations of Scripture too far. Well, let me put it in my own words.
好，我这么讲好了。
When we talk about the intercession of Christ,
当我们讲到基督的代祷
we have to be very careful.
我们要很小心。
The scriptures do not give us a lot of explanation.
圣经没有给我们很多的解释啊。
With regard to what it means,
是到底他在天上代求的职分是什么意思
？Christ is somehow interceding for us.
啊，基督呢是在我们祷告，没错。
But what does that mean?
但是到底他代求的意思是什么
？We need to be very careful.
我们需要很谨慎。
Because the scriptures do not give us much to work with.
因为圣经没给我们很多的资料。
It doesn't.Really go into a lengthy description of Christ's intercession.
这个圣经没有讲到很长的怎么样为我们代祷的内容啊，没有多说。
F.F. Bruce writes.
F.F. Bruce 另外一个神学家说
，The Lord's intercession before the throne of God.
我们的主在父神面前的代求啊
，has often been terribly misrepresented.
往往被大大的误会了。
Christ is not kneeling before God.
父神不是啊，基督不是跪在父神面前。
With his hands raised in the air,
手举起来
，crying,
呼求
，and pleading our cause before a reluctant God.
在一位满不甘心情愿的父神面前，哎呀，哀求，苦苦哀求不
？Sometimes he's represented that way.
有时候我们以为耶稣祷告就这样。
But that's not biblical.
那不合乎圣经。
Christ is an enthroned priest king.
基督是一位坐在宝座上的祭司和君王。
And he asks whatever he wishes from the Father.
他所求的，他要的一切向父神求。
And the Father grants every request he asks.
父神也必回应他所有的祈求。
Furthermore,
还有
we should understand this.
我们需要明白
Our Lord's life in heaven is his prayer.
我们的主他在天上本身就是祷告，就是祈求。
He offered his life once and for all for our sins.
他把生命献上一次。永远为我们的罪献上。
And now he is seated with the Father in unbroken fellowship.
如今他与父神坐在一起，是亲密无间的关系。
He himself,
他自己
his very presence there seated with God.
他坐在父神的右边，在他的面光中，永永远远
is his intercession for us.
本身就是他的祷告。
The fact that he is seated there,
他坐在那儿
proves that everything is accomplished.
就证明一切都成了，大功告成了
and that all promises can now be fulfilled.
所有的应许如今都应验了
This is very important to understand.
这是很重要，我们要了解啊
I do not want you to see interpret the mediation as Christ kneeling before the Father.
你不要把他的代求认为基督跪在父神面前喽。
And begging that God do something for us.
拜托拜托，求父神帮帮忙啊！不是不是。
His presence in the throne room of God.
他自己在父神的宝座的面前。
Speaks to the Father.
就在向父神说话。
That everything has been done.
一切都成了。
Our sins have been paid for.
我们的罪已经还清了。
We are completely reconciled.
我们已经与父和好了。
And in Christ's wisdom, he asks things from the Father.
在基督的智慧里，他向父所求的。
Things for us.
为我们代求。
And all his petitions are granted.
他一切所求的都必得应允。
Now let's ask ourselves.
我们问自己啊。
What does it really mean that Christ is our high priest who makes intercession for us?
基督身为我们的大祭司为我们代求到底什么意思呢?
I want to look at four truths.
我要看四个真理啊。
First of all,
首先,
Christ's intercession includes his once and for all appearing before God on our behalf.
基督为我们的代求包括他一次进到父神面前代表我们进到父神面前。
We must not think that Christ's intercession is necessary to complete something lacking in the atonement.
我们不要以为啊，基督为我们代求是这个救赎还没有完成，他在继续的继续把这个救赎完成。不。
Look in Hebrews chapter 10.
看希伯来书第十章。
Verse 11 through 14.
11到14节
Every priest stands daily ministering and offering time after time the same sacrifice which can never take away sin.
凡祭司天天站在站着侍奉神屡次献上一样的祭物这祭物永不能除罪
But he that is Christ
但基督
Having offered one sacrifice for sins for all time, sat down at the right hand of God.
献了一次永远的赎罪祭，就在神的右边坐下了。
Waiting from that time onward until his enemies be made a footstool for his feet.
从此等候他成仇敌成了他的脚凳。
For by one offering he has perfected for all time those who are sanctified.
因为他一次献祭，便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。
Our past, present, and future sins have all been paid for.
我们所有的罪，过去、现在、将来，都一次还清了。
The problem has once and for all been resolved through the death of Christ.
我们罪的问题都一次永远的解决了，彻底解决，借着基督在十字架的死。
Christ is not standing before the Father.
基督不是站在父神面前
，begging that he forgive the ongoing sins of the people.
祈求父原谅我们继续犯的所有以后的罪过。
The fact that he is seated at the right hand of the Father.
他坐在父神的右边。
Is the great and eternal memorial.
是这一个纪念。
That atonement has been made.
这伟大的纪念，这救赎已经成了。
Now secondly.
好，第二点。
Jesus' role as intercessor is not merely representative.
他身为我们的代祷者，这不是代表性的。
But it involves actual intercession or the lifting up of prayers to God.
这是真正的代祷，他把我们的需求带到父的面前。
We can see this clearly in the New Testament.
我们在新约里头可以清楚的看见。
Look in Romans 8:34.
你看罗马书第八章三十四节。
Who is the one who condemns? Christ Jesus is the one who died. Yes, rather, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us.
谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边也替我们祈求。
We see the same thing in Hebrews 7.
在希伯来书第七章也，我们也看到同样的道理。
Verse 25. Therefore, he is able also to save forever those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them.
凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。
Now in the book of Romans and the book of Hebrews,
在罗马书第八章和希伯来书第七章，
when Paul and the writer of Hebrews refer to intercession,
当保罗和希伯来书作者提到祈求，
they are both using the same Greek word,
他们用的是同一个希腊字，
that refers to an act of prayer,
那指的是祷告祈求。
This is very important,
这很重要。
To be faithful to the original meaning and context of the terms,
如果我们要忠于这个字的原意跟上下前后文的话，
we must conclude,
我们必须做这样的结论，
that Christ's intercession,
基督的代求祈求，
also includes his petitions to God on behalf of his people,
也包括了他代表人向父的祈祷。
So first of all,
好，首先呢，
Christ's intercession,
基督的代求，
should be viewed as his presence in the throne room of God.
应该这么看待，是他的在父神的面前站立。
His presence there is the great memorial or great sign.
他在父神面前本身是一个很大的纪念。
To the Father that all our sins have been atoned for.
就是我们所有的罪都被救赎了。
But also his intercession means that he is actually lifting up petitions for us.
而且第二呢，他的代求也代表他真正的在替我们代求、祷告、祈求。
Now, how does this work?
这怎么会这样呢？
It is in this intercessory ministry of Christ.
在基督这祈求的职分、代祷的职分中啊。
That the power and majesty of both his nature shine forth.
神的荣耀和他的能力彰显出来。
Now just listen carefully.
好，注意听啊。
As the all-knowing God,
他是无所不知的上帝啊。
He knows every trial and temptation and need that you're going through.
他知道我们经历的一切的考验、一切的试探、一切的难处。
So you have someone in heaven right now.
所以你现在在天上有位代表你的。
Who is perfectly accepted to the Father.
他在父面前完全得蒙悦纳。
The Father answers every one of his petitions.
父神听他所有的祈求祷告。
He is omniscient.
他是无所不知的。
He knows everything you're going through.
他知道你现在所经历的一切。
He knows everything you need.
他知道你所需要的一切。
Now, when we say that God knows everything,
当我们说神是无所不知的时候，
or that Christ knows everything,
或者基督无所不知，
we mean that he knows it immediately.
我们的意思是说他马上知道。
He doesn't have to investigate.
他不需要去调查一下。
He knows it effortlessly.
他而且不需要费劲儿就
知道。He doesn't have to study the situation.
他不需要研究一下。
He knows it exhaustively.
而且第三，他也是完全知道。
And he knows every aspect of it at the same time.
而且每一件事实的每一个情况、每一个细节，他都完全知道。
He really knows everything.
他真是无所不知。
He knows it.
他就知道。
He doesn't have to research it.
他不需要研究。
He knows it.
他就知道。
He doesn't have to say, "What is happening to Elijah today?"
他不用问，哎，以利亚今天发生什么事啊？不用问。
He knows it.
他就知道。
Now.
好。
As the omniscient God, He knows everything about your trials.
身为无所不知的上帝，他知道你所经历的一切的考验难处。
As a man,
身为人，
who was tempted in everything you've been tempted in,
他在凡事上跟你受试探，跟你自己一样。
He is able to sympathize with you,
他就可以怜恤你，
and to come to your aid in the middle of your troubles.
在你的软弱，在你的痛苦中，他可以来帮助你。
He knows exactly what you need.
他知道你所需要的究竟是什么。
To make it through that trial.
他知道他可以对症下药帮助你。
As the God-Man,
身为神人，
He is able to enter into the very throne of God.
他可以进到神的宝座前。
And to intercede on your behalf.
为你祈祷。
With perfect knowledge of your need.
完全明白你的需要。
With a perfect sympathy toward you,
也对你有完全的怜恤，
and with a perfect understanding of the will of God,
也完全明白父神的旨意。
This is amazing.
这令人惊讶。
It's wonderful.
真是太好了。
You're going through a trial.
你正在经历试探。
Are you being tempted?
你是否被考验呢？
As God, Jesus knows exactly what you need.
他是神，他知道你一切的需要。
As man, he can sympathize with what you're going through.
身为人，他可以体恤你的软弱，知道你所经历的是什么。
As the God-man, he can enter into the throne room of God.
身为神人，他可以进入父神的宝座前。
And he won't do like us.
他不会像我们。
Sometimes we ask for the wrong thing.
有时候我们求错了。
He knows exactly what needs to be asked.
他知道怎么对症下药，该要什么，该求什么。
This is amazing.
真是太叫人惊叹了，瞠目结舌。
Now, what was this intercession? What is this intercession like?
好，这个祈祷，这个祈求是什么样的祈求呢？
Many believe that we can see glimpses of it in Christ's earthly ministry.
啊，很多人相信啊，我们借着耶稣在世上的时候，我们就可以看他一眼，就明白一点点。
Now, just listen to this.
好，你听啊。
At the Last Supper,
在最后的晚餐
Jesus told Peter,
耶稣告诉彼得
I have prayed for you,
我为你祈祷了
that your faith may not fail,
好叫你信心不致失败
when you have turned again, strengthen your brother,
当你转回来的时候你要坚固你的弟兄们
this is probably very similar to Christ's intercession in heaven,
这可能与基督在天上为我们的祈求呢，很相似啊。
He knew what was going to happen.
他知道在彼得身上会发生什么事。
He knew he was going to be tempted.
他知道他要受试探。
He sympathized with Peter's weakness.
他也同情他的软弱，怜悯他。
He said, "Peter."
他说彼得啊
，I've prayed for you.
我为你祷告了。
So that your faith will not fail.
好叫你信心不至于完全。抛弃跌倒。
Now we can say the same thing.
我们也可以说同样的话。
This is what our Lord is doing for us.
这是我们的主耶稣基督为我们正在做的。
Now you say, well,
你说
but Peter denied the Lord.
彼得否认主啦。
Do you want to know something?
你要知道吗？
Peter needed to.
彼得需要否认主。
Do you want to know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
知道为什么？
When they were at the Lord's Supper,
当他在最后晚餐的时候
，Peter said, "Even if everybody abandons you, I won't."
彼得说了，众人都离弃你，我也不会。
Peter was proud.
彼得骄傲了。
Peter needed to realize how weak he was.
彼得需要认识到自己是何等的软弱。
It was necessary to have Peter fail.
所以他必须要失败。
So that Peter would be a weak man, totally depending on the grace of God.
好像他认识到自己何等软弱，需要神的恩典呐、啊。看到
Jesus knows what you need.
你知道，耶稣知道你需要什么。
Why didn't you help me more?
为什么主啊，你不多帮帮我呢
？Because you needed to see how weak you are.
因为你需要认识到自己是何等的软弱。
He let Peter fall.
他允许彼得跌倒。
But he didn't let Peter die.
但是他没让彼得死。
It's the same thing as on the water. Remember?
记得吗？他水上行走也是这么。
Lord, can I come out to you?
主啊，我能够来吗
？Come on, Peter.
来吧。
And he let Peter almost drown.
他让彼得差点淹死。
Sometimes the Lord lets us almost drown.
有时候主让我们差点淹死啊。
So that we need to learn.
好叫我们学习。
Isn't it amazing?
真是叫人惊讶。
The Lord always arrives very slow.
主啊，总是。有时候会迟来呀、啊，总是。
But he never arrives late.
但是他总是慢慢的来，但是他从来不迟到。
He sends Moses to help Israel.
他差遣摩西去帮助以色列人。
Moses goes to Pharaoh.
摩西到法老那儿。
Does it get better?
就情况转好了吗
？Gets worse.
越来越糟糕。
There was something to learn.
我们需要人学很多功课。
Something had to be taught.
有些功课他要学。
And I think the number one truth is this.
我想第一个我们要学的功课是
dependence upon God.
信靠神，依赖神。
Trust in God.
信靠他。
Christ knows when you're going to enter into a time, possibly a persecution.
基督知道，也许你要经历一段时间，也许是逼迫患难。
You wake up one morning.
有一天早上你起来。
It's just a normal morning.
是一个正常的早晨啊，很普通的。
And you don't know.
你不知道。
that already the police have been told to come get you.
警察已经被通知了要来抓你。
You're having breakfast.
你正在吃早餐。
Maybe you're studying your Bible.
或者正在读经。
You have no idea what's about to happen.
你根本不知道要发生什么事儿。
You can't pray about it.
你不能为此预先祷告。
You can't ask for strength.
你也不能求神加你力量。
But Christ knows.
但是基督知道。
And he's already gone to the Father.
他已经到父面前。
Father, give them what they need.
父啊，让他们得到他们所需要的帮助。
The soldiers are coming.
那些士兵要来，警察要来。
Strengthen them.
加他们力量。
That their faith not fail.
好叫他们的信心不致失败软弱。
And give them the grace.
给他们恩典。
So that they will bear witness of me even unto death.
好叫他们至死忠心，为我做见证。
This is why. You see why this teaching is so important?
所以这个教导是如此重要。
When a believer in China is suffering,
当中国的一个信徒正在受苦，
he should know. Christ already knows.
他应该知道，基督早就知道了。
He knows more about the situation than you do.
他比你对这个情况的认识的更清楚。
And he's already gone to the Father.
他已经到父面前。
And asked everything that you need.
你所需要的一切，他已经为你求了。
That's a great comfort, isn't it?
真是叫人心得安慰啊，对不对？
Now let's look at another aspect of Christ's intercession.
你再看看他代祷的另一个方面。
It includes his defense of the believer.
也包括了他对信徒的保护。
Against the accusations of the devil.
免得撒旦来控告他的信徒。
And against anyone who would align themselves with the devil.
也免得任何人跟撒旦合伙来攻击他们。
Now in the scriptures,
在圣经里头，
the devil is referred to as the accuser of the brethren.
这是圣经讲到撒旦是控告弟兄的。
Who accuses them day and night.
他昼夜控告弟兄啊。
In fact, the devil's name is translated from the Greek word diabolos.
其实这撒旦的名字啊，在希腊文是这个名字。
And it means one who accuses or slanders.
意思就是呢，控告者或是毁谤者。
The Christian is constantly maligned and slandered by the devil.
撒旦时时刻刻在毁谤我们，控告我们。
But Christ takes up the believer's defense before the throne of God.
但是基督在神的宝座前为我们成为辩护律师，为我们辩护。
Now it's important to note something.
知道很重要的一件事。
When Christ defends the believer,
当基督保护信徒的时候，
his defense is not based upon the believer's innocence.
他的保护不是根据我们的无辜。
For example,
譬如啊，
the devil comes and says, is proud.
撒旦来控告他说，以利亚很骄傲啊。
And Christ stands up.
基督站起来。
He doesn't say.
他不会说。
No, Father, that is not true.
不，父啊，并非如此啊。
Because maybe is proud.
因为也许真是骄傲。
Or I'm proud.
或者我很骄傲。
Or we've sinned.
或者我们犯罪了。
So he doesn't look at the devil and say, "No, that's a lie."
他不会看着撒旦说，你说的是谎言，不。
What he does is this.
他所说的是。
Father, though it is true,
父啊，是的，没错，他的确骄傲。
I died for.
我为死了。
I paid for his crime.
我为他的罪还清罪债了。
Do you see that?
你看到吗？
It's very, very important.
这是很重要的。
You see, on earth,
你看啊，在世上，
if you have a defense attorney,
如果你有一个辩护律师啊。
He argues that you're innocent.
他总是为你的无辜辩护。
He goes to the judge and says, "My client's innocent."
他会到法官面前说，这是我的顾客是无辜的。
Christ doesn't do that.
基督不做这样的事。
He goes to the judge.
他来到法官面前。
And shows that he's already paid for the crime.
他让他看到他已经为他的罪付了罪，偿清罪债。
Look in Romans 8 again.
再看罗马书第八章啊。
Verse 34. 34
节。
Who is the one who condemns?
谁能定他们的罪呢？
The idea here is this.
这里的想法是啊。
The only one who has the right to condemn is Jesus.
唯一有权秉定他们罪的是耶稣。
But instead of condemning, he died.
但是他不定他们罪，反而替他们的罪而死。
And intercedes for us.
而且为他们的罪代求。
This is amazing.
简直叫人惊讶。
The Lord and Judge who has the right to condemn us.
这位是法官，他有权秉定我们的罪。
Is the very one who died for us.
同时他也是那位代替我们的罪而死的。
We can say it this way.
我们可以这么说。
The accusations of the devil are no match for the blood of Christ.
撒旦的控告不能和基督的血较量。
Even the weakest among God's people will overcome the devil through the blood of the Lamb.
神的百姓当中一个最软弱的一个，借着羔羊的血也可以胜过撒旦魔鬼。
Now something else I want you to understand.
还有一件事情我要你明白的。
Christ not only intercedes for his people against the accusations of the devil.
基督不仅仅是为他的百姓祷告，来抵挡撒旦的控告和毁谤。
But he also intercedes for them in the midst of the devil's attacks upon them.
他也为百姓祷告，在撒旦的say it again, please.
Christ not only intercedes for us when the devil accuses us to God.
我不仅仅啊，当撒旦在神面前在那控告。控告我们的时候，他为我们代求祷告。
But Christ recognizes when the devil is attacking us.
但是，基督知道当撒旦在攻击我们的时候。
And he intercedes for us that we might stand.
他为我们祷告，好叫我们能够站立得住。
Just like he did with Peter.
就像他为彼得所做的。
He has done with countless other believers before him.
他也为正像彼得一样，为其他许许多多的信徒为他们祷告。
So how does Christ intercede for us?
基督怎么样为我们代求呢？祈求呢？
His presence in the throne room of God.
他站在神的宝座前。
Is a reminder, if we can say such a thing.
就是在提醒或者一个纪念。
To the Father that our sins are atoned for.
在提醒，告诉父。我们的罪已经偿罪在还清了。
But his intercession also includes real intercession, real action.
他的祈求也包括那真正的代求代祷。
He knows exactly what you're going through.
他知道你所经历的是什么，清清楚楚。
And he can ask God to give you exactly what you need.
他可以要求父赐给你你所需要的一切。
Therefore, there is no condemnation against us.
因此，在基督里就不再定罪了。
There's no enemy that will stand against us.
没有任何仇敌能够站立得住。
Christ has done it all.
基督已经成了一切。
All right, let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, I come before you in the name of the Son.
父神，我们借着你爱子的名来到你的恩座前。
And I pray, Lord, that you would use this.
主啊，求你使用这话语。
To bring us great encouragement,
给我们很大的鼓励。
To help us, Lord,
帮助我们主啊。
To be strong in the midst of weakness,
在我们的软弱中刚强起来。
Knowing that we have a great high priest,
知道我们有一位大祭司。
In Jesus' name,
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.